モバガバテバスデバヤ。
ナモバガバテバスデバヤ。
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 Please repeat after me. Shastrishvidyane vasunishito ninam chemasya sadyak vrimrisheshu hetu asanga atma vyatirekta atmani dridharatir brahmani nirgunecha.
Шастрешу,
шастрешу.
Спросите меня. У письма заключено, да крайний цель намерен добробить людскую дружбу, отвоенность от телесного схвачения живота и повечена и постоянна приверженность Всевышнему Господину, кои е трансцендентален изнад гуна материальной природы. Смисъл. Свако у людском друштву делае ради крайне добробити у животу, али особи у телесном схваћању не могу достичи крайни циљ, нити могу схватити што је крайни циљ. Крайни циљ живота је описан у Бхагавад-гити 2.59, Парамдришто Нивартате. Када живо биће открије врховни циљ живота, природно постаје одвојено од телесног схваћања. Овај стих указује на то да мора постојати da mora postojano povećavati svoju privrženost transcendenciji, brahmani. Kao što je potvrđeno u Vedanta Sutri 1.1.1 Adhato Brahmađi Gyasa, bez raspitivanja o svevišnjem ili transcendenciji ne može se odbaciti vezanost za ovaj materijalni svijet. Procesom evolucije kroz 8 miliona 400.000 vrsta života ne može se shvatiti krajni cilj života, jer u svim tim vrstama preovladava tjelesno shvaćanje. Adhato Brahmađi Gyasa znači, da bi se živo biće oslobodilo tjelesnog shvaćanja, mora povećati svoju privrženost prema Brahmanu ili se raspitivati o Brahmanu. Onda se može utemeljiti u transcendentalnom predanom služenju, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Povećati privrženost prema Brahmanu znači zaokupiti se predanim služenjem. Oni koji su privrženi impersonalnom obliku Brahmana ne mogu ostati privrženi veoma dugo. Impersonalisti, nakon što odbace ovaj svijet kao mitija ili nestvaran, džagan mitija, silaze ponovo u ovaj džagan mitija, mada su uzeli sanjas da bi povećali svoju privrženost prema Brahmanu. Slično tome mnogi jogi koji su privrženi lokaliziranom aspektu Brahmana, Paramatmi, veliki mudraci kao što je Vishvamitra, također padaju kao žrtve žena. Zato se u svim šastrama savjetuje da povećamo svoju privrženost svevišnjoj božanskoj ličnosti. To je jedini način kojim se možemo odvojiti od materijalnog postojanja i u Bhagavad Giti 2.59 je objašnjen kao Paramdrishtva Nivartate. Sa materijalnim djelatnostima možemo prestati kada razvijemo ukus za predano služenje. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je također preporučio ljubav prema Bogu kao krajnji cilj života, prema Pumarto Maham. Bez povećavanja ljubavi prema Bogu, osoba ne može dostići savršeni nivo transcendentalnog položaja.
Sastrešidane vasunishito ninam chemasya sadyak vimrishesu hetu asanga atma vyatirekta atmani dridharadhir brahmani nirgunecha.
Nakon pomnog razmišljenja u spisima je zaključeno da je krajni cilj namijenjen dobrobiti ljudskog društva, odvojenost od tjelesnog shvaćanja života i povećana i postojana privrženost svevišnjem Gospodinu koji je transcendentalan iznad guna materijalne prirode.
Hare Krishna. Now, mother, is it possible to somehow pacify the young wild men? See, we are not used to this, so for us, it is for you, it's music, or you're used to this, but it is very shocking.
Maybe.
sleep. This is impossible now. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Smadha Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Sinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pacharine Devase Sunyavari Vaskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastati Gauravata Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no doubt the Vedic scriptures aim at detachment from material life.
Bez sumnje, vedske spisi idu za odvojenošću od materijalnog svijeta.
And say this is possible by increased attachment to Krishna.
I recimo da je to moguće povećanom vezanošću za Krishna.
This is actually the natural development of human life.
To je zapravo prirodni razvoj ljudskog života.
See, our Nitai, with whom all our sympathies are in every second of his life, he is now at the child stage of consciousness.
Vidite, naš Nitai, s kim su sve naše simpatije u svakom trenutku njegovog života, je sada u stanju života koje je dječačko.
For him this playing is a very important expression of his desire to communicate with the outside world.
Za njega to sviranje koje smo upravo čuli je vrlo važan izraz komunikacije sa izvanjskim svijetom.
Later he might become completely absorbed in the world of toy cars where he takes accidents and great speeds deadly serious.
Kasnije će možda postati apsorbiran u igračke automobile gdje će vrlo ozbiljno shvaćati različite saobraćajne nesreće i smrtonosne brzine.
He will not see anything else in one stage of his life.
On neće vidjeti ništa drugo jednog života.
However, if his father would become absorbed like this, we might consider that a serious talk is important.
Međutim, kad bi njegov otac postao absorbiran na takav način, onda bismo smatrali da je potreban ozbiljan razgovor sa njim.
This shows you how at a later stage people naturally give up their old life.
To pokazuje kako srednim razdobu ljudi prirodno napuštaju svoj stari, prethodni život.
Giving up this old life is dependent on the expansion of consciousness.
Napuštanje tog starog načina života je ovisno o ekspanziji svijesti.
So we can draw from this analogy a very simple point which is something like the basis of spiritual knowledge is that as a human being, because a human being has so much possibility to expand his consciousness, it is extremely naive and childish if he remains on the platform of the sense gratification.
Is that the most important analogy? U odnosu prema ljudskom društvu, a ta je da je kada je moguće za čovjeka na ovaj način ekspandirati svijest, njegovu svijest, ekstremno naivno i djetinjasto ostati na nivou svjesnosti zaokupljene čulnim uživanjem.
Just consider this simple example. The human being's consciousness expands. So therefore, he is no longer interested so much in the toys, in the small toys, but becomes interested in the big toys of Mitsubishi, Mercedes, Datsun, Renault, and so on and so forth. He wants to experience the real thing.
Uzmimo samo uopće kako čovjek u jednom stupnju svog razvoja prestane biti zainteresiran za takve nekakve igračke, ali postaje zainteresiran za nekakve velike igračke, odnosno za prave automobile kao to su Mitsubishi, Mercedes, Datsun i tome slično.
Yes. So similarly, only a very childish human being is can only see his material body. That's a sign of a very limited consciousness.
Na sličan način, samo vrlo djetinjasta osoba, djetinjasto ljudsko biće može vidjeti, gledati u granicama svog materijalnog tijela.
Why does material consciousness limit the is a limited consciousness?
Zašto je materijalna svjesnost ograničena svjesnost?
Because you can only see in the limited circle of your self-interest, like a little child when Nietzsche's toy breaks, hell breaks loose in this house.
Hell breaks
loose in this house.
kao kod u slučaju malog djeteta, kao kod Nitaja, kada se neka njegova igračka slomi, onda pakao nastaje u ovoj kući.
Or let us say he becomes disturbed and cries.
Odnosno, drugim riječima, on postaje uznemiren i plače.
So in a similar way, a person, when a person's sense gratification is disturbed, he becomes very distressed.
Ili na sličan način, recimo, kad čudno uživanje osobe postane uznemireno, on postaje vrlo frustriran i uznemiren.
Then you know this present conflict in Yugoslavia, many people feel, oh, moj nemečka maka, you know, hopefully the Serbians won't take it, or the economic situation won't take it.
Kao što znate, u sadašnjem trenutku u Jugoslaviji mnogi ljudi misle, o, moja njemačka marka, nadam se da je Srbi neće uzeti, ili nadam se da je ekonomska situacija neće pojasniti.
O, moj Kroatija, and, you know, the benefits of living here.
Ili moja Hrvatska i dobrobiti življenja u njoj.
Material attachment, I think we spoke about this in Prager, da is something like a pain.
Materijalna vezanost, mislim da smo govorili o tom pregradi, je nešto poput boli.
Pain in the heart.
To je kao bol u srcu.
What happens when you have a pain in one part of the body?
Što se zbiva kada imate bol u nekom dijelu tijela?
You only become absorbed in that particular part.
Vi postajete jednostavno apsorbirani na taj određeni dio.
Just imagine you would leave this room, and while you are leaving it, you would stop your toe on the doorway, and it would start to pain.
Samo zamislite da recimo izlazite odavdje i dok izlazite nabijete svoj palac na od vrata i počne vas boliti.
You would only be able to think of your toe the whole day.
Vi biste tada bili sposobni jedino misliti na svoj palac čitav dan.
Someone asks you, how are you?
Neko bi vas pitao, o, kako si?
My too, you would immediately lament about your toe.
Vi bi rekli, o, moj palac, mi bi odmah jadikovali zbog
mene. Because the consciousness becomes just limited to this one thing.
Jer svjesnost na taj način postaje ograničena samo na tu jednu stvar.
In a similar way, all material attachment reduces the consciousness so that you can become anchored on this one thing you are attached to.
Na sličan način ta materijalna vezanost ograničava vašu svjesnost na samo tu jednu stvar za koju ste postali vezani.
Limited consciousness is manifested in five ways.
ograničena svjesnost se manifestira na pet načina.
I want to read this to you. First, accepting the body as the self.
Prvo je prihvaćanje tijela kao osobenog bića.
Second, thinking that when your senses are satisfied, this means the life is moksha.
Drugo je da mislite, smatrate da kada su čula zadovoljna, da je onda život u redu.
Third, and anxiety because of material attachment.
Treće, tjeskoba zbog materijalnih vezanosti.
Fourth, lamentation and fear of death.
Je jadikovka i strah od smrti.
And sixth, the fifth, distraction from the supreme truth.
I peto je skretanje od apsolutne istine.
I think every one of us is aware of what this means, and I do not really think it's necessary to explain these five points to the devotees here.
Ja mislim da svak od nas zna što to znači i mislim da nije neophodno Bahrama ovdje objašnjavati ovih pet točaka.
I will only say it positively. You can measure your advancement when you understand that how much you understand that you are one, different from the body.
Ja bih samo rekao da možete mjeriti svoj napredak kada analizirate prvo koliko ste, koliko shvatite da ste različiti od tijela.
Second, when you see how you are no longer so dependent on the enjoyment of your senses.
Drugo, kada vidite kako niste više toliko ovisni o uživanju vaših čula.
Third, when you lose all strah due to material identification.
I treće, kada kada izgubite sav strah zbog materijalne identifikacije.
Four, when you lose your strah before death.
Četvrto, kada izgubite svoj strah od smrti.
And five, when you become very attracted to all the things of the supreme truth.
I peto, kad postanete privučeni da uvijek mislite na vrhovnu istinu.
You will be happy to hear that in actuality this is the desire of every one of us.
Bit ćete sretni kad čujete da je zapravo u stvarnosti to želja svakog od nas.
Why do we why are we so interested in freedom?
Zašto smo mi toliko zainteresirani za slobodu?
This is now a very big word in Yugoslavia in the political situation. Why are people even prepared to take to lay down their lives for this kind of freedom?
To je sada vrlo velika riječ u Jugoslaviji, u politici. Zašto su ljudi spremni čak i ostaviti svoje živote radi takve slobode?
It is because the eternal soul hankers for the unlimited free spiritual sky in the spiritual world.
To je zbog toga što duhovna duša žudi za vječnom i neograničenom slobodom duhovnog svijeta.
But because it is covered by material misidentification, this desire becomes reflected into the material sphere.
Međutim, pošto je pretjerivana materijalnim lažnim identifikacijama,
it becomes reflected and the desire goes like a reflected ray into the material sphere.
Ta želja postaje reflektirana u ovom materijalnom svijetu, u materijalnoj sferi.
There will be no, there is nothing, free, political freedom has nothing to do with freedom.
Politička sloboda zapravo nema ništa sa slobodom.
To give you an example, say someone is politically free but he is an addict to heroin.
Naprimjer, recimo da je neko politički slobodan, ali je ovisnik o heroin.
He is forced to do every crime you can imagine in order to get the required money for his daily dose of heroin.
On je prisiljen vršiti sve moguće kriminale samo da bi se domogao svoje dnevne potrebne količine heroina.
I think no one in his right mind would say such a person is free.
Ja mislim da niko sa zdravog razuma neće reći da je takva osoba slobodna.
He is certainly a rogue.
On je svakako rob.
So in a similar way, all material life means to become a slave.
I na sličan način materijalni život znači postati robom.
Because the consciousness becomes limited.
Jer svjesnost postaje ograničena.
I think in our ordinary language we also say that there are many folk songs. He became a slave of wine.
He became a slave of woman.
Oh, is it there in the Yugoslavian folk songs
yeah.
also? Yeah, it must be. It is
yeah.
universally. Because if you are in material attachment, you become a slave.
Zbog materijalnih naših vezanosti mi postajemo robovi.
The chains are subtle.
Ti lanci su subtilni.
That means you can't see them.
To znači da ih mi ne možemo vidjeti.
See, Maya is so tricky. She puts you in chains in your consciousness.
Maya
rope, very strong rope from attachment.
Maya je toliko varljiva. Ona nas vezuje, baca u lance u našoj svjesnosti vrlo snažnim konopcima.
So that someone who is under the influence of Maya cannot understand how he is.
Tako da onaj koji se nalazi pod utjecajem Maje ne može shvatiti na koji način je on pod njezinim.
Ne, ja sam sloboda. They like this. But it is not a fact.
Oni tako kažu, ja sam slobodan, međutim to nije činjenica.
Srila Prabhupada once compared attachment to the gravitation force of a planet.
Jednom je Srila Prabhupada usporedio vezanosti sa gravitacijonom silom planete.
When you want to go back to the eternal spiritual world, you must leave the gravitation force of this earthly planet.
I kada želite otići u duhovni svijet, onda morate napustiti gravitacijonu silu ove zemaljske planete.
And become attached to the Krishna planet.
I morate postati vezani za Krishna planet.
Just like in astronautical undertakings.
Kod astronautskih poduhvata.
You cannot be both attached to Maya and attached to Krishna.
Ne možete biti i jedno i drugo, vezani za Maju i vezani za Krishna.
This doesn't really work. So, we as devotees who are on this platform or path to spiritual life should understand how we can develop our attachment to Krishna.
I mi kao bhakte koji se nalazimo na ovom duhovnom putu trebamo shvatiti kako možemo razviti našu vezanost za Krishnu.
It is impossible, this is what Srila Prabhupada says in the Prabhupada, to develop a detachment from matter if you do not develop an attachment to Krishna.
To je nemoguće, kao što kaže Srila Prabhupada u smislu da nemoguće razviti odvojenost od ovog svijeta ako ne razvijemo vezano za Krishnu.
And there are numerous examples in the Vedic scriptures of even greatest yogis who due to not developing their attachment to Krishna have after long tapasya or austerities and renunciation again developed their old attachments to Maya.
Yeah, postoje mnogi primjeri u vedskim spisima velikih spiritualista, velikih jogija koji su nakon vršenja dugih strogosti, tapasja, ponovo razvili privlačnost, odnosno vezanost sa materijalni svijet.
These yogis sometimes have fallen down to very gross sense gratificatory activity.
Ti jogi su ponekad pali do vrlo grubih čulnih uživanja.
Like Vishvamitra Muni, who was seduced by Menaka.
Kao Vishvamitra Muni, kojeg je zavela Menaka.
Others have not fallen to such gross examples of sense gratification.
Drugi nisu pali do takog grubog nivoa čulnog uživanja.
But they have developed an attachment to the most subtle of all material elements.
Ali su razvili vezanost za najsubtilniji od svih materijalnih elemenata.
Od ego.
Dakle, lažni ja.
And therefore have not attained the ultimate goal of life.
Da postigli vrhovni cilj života.
So Krishna, the Krishna planet, so to say, and his gravitational force is very important if we want to leave this material world.
I stoga Krishnina planeta i njezina gravitacijalna sila je vrlo važna ako želimo napustiti ovaj svijet.
The Mundaka Upanishad compares the process of Bhakti Yoga with a bow.
Mundaka Upanishad uspoređuje proces Bhakti Yoga sa lukom.
And the living entity with an arrow.
A živo biće sa strijelom.
So that consider the example. If you take a bow and an arrow and you shoot the arrow.
I zamislite primjer da ako uzmete luk i strijelu i izbacite strijelu.
And you can rest assured it will come back to the earthly planet if it doesn't come into the gravitational field of another planet.
I možete biti sigurni da će ona pasti nazad ponovo na Zemlju ako ne dođe u gravitacijalno područje neke druge planete.
Yes. I think you know you were our children like Nitai and you were playing Bolero.
Mislim da vi svi znate za to, bili ste svi djeca kao ni taj igri se sa lukom i strijelom.
So therefore let us discuss here how we can develop attachment to Krishna.
I sada hajde da prodiskutiramo ovdje kako možemo razviti našu vezanost za Krishna.
This will be very important for us.
To će biti vrlo važno za nas.
I think everyone here in this room feels that this would be very nice after you have looked in the world and you see violence spreading like wildfire from the Gulf war, and one feels, oh, I could just be more attached to Krishna, this would be good. I think instinctively we all feel that this is a time for increasing our attachment to Krishna.
Ja mislim da svako misli na takav način, svako želi u ovoj sobi, u ovoj prostoriji razviti više svoju vezanost za Krishnu, posebno kad pogledamo ovaj svijet, vidimo toliko nasilja u ovom svijetu, počev od rata dolje u Sarajevu. Mislim da svako na neki način misli, ovo je pravi trenutak da razvijem malo više vezanosti za Krishnu.
Yes, who wants to stay in this burning house called planet Earth?
Ko želi ostati u ovoj u ovom požaru, u ovoj kući koja gori planeti Zemlji.
Yes. So, in the next verse to this, in this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, five powerful processes of increasing attachment to Krishna are given.
I u sljedećem poglavlju, next verse, or?
Yes, the next verse.
U sljedećem stihu, u Srimad Bhagavatamu, pet procesa razvijanja vezanosti za Krishnu su opisani.
Attachment for the Supreme can be increased by practicing devotional service.
Vezanost prema vrhovnom može se povećati prakticiranjem službenog poštovanja.
Do something for Krishna.
Učinite nešto za Krishnu.
Don't be like Platon.
Nemojte biti poput Platona.
Who said, let us contemplate it.
Mi odnos sa vrhovnom apsolutnom istinom.
The Sanskrit word seva means two things.
sanskrita riječ seva znači dvije stvari.
First to serve.
Prvo služiti.
But second to establish a relationship.
Ali drugo također znači uspostaviti odnos.
See, I can only be close to a person if I begin to if I do not approach him in the controlling or enjoying spirit.
Ja mogu biti blizak osobi samo ako joj ne prilazim.
Controlling or enjoying spirit.
Ja mogu biti blizak osobi samo ako joj ne prilazim sa uživalačkim, odnosno kontrolorskim duhom, mentalitetom.
You will find this even in a perverted way when a boy approaches a girl.
Vi ćete to naći isto prisutno na pervertan način u odnosu između mladića i djevojke.
Of course, here the hidden motive is to enjoy and to control.
Naravno, iako je tu sakriveni motiv kontroliranja, odnosno
uživanja. But at least overtly, he will bring a flower.
Ali barem izvenski, on će donijeti cvijet.
Or he will say, can I wash your shirt, please?
Ili će ona reći, mogu li oprati tvoju košulju, molite?
I don't know if this is not done. Maybe present some chewing gum or go. Can you please come with me to the film cinema? I will pay everything. Because only then the relationship can
start.
So, let us approach Krishna by serving Krishna.
Stoga pređemo Krishni služeći Krishna.
This is very important. I want to make this point because you have a scientist here, Zandro. I want to make this point. The empirical process has one mistake. It can only study things which are in a lower category than yourself.
Htio bih ovu poantu učiniti jasnom, osim zato što je prisutan naš znanstvenik Sandra. Empirijski proces ima jedan vrlo važan nedostatak, a to je da može proučavati samo niži nivo realnosti.
For a scientist to study something, he must exercise a control over the situation of study.
Znanstvenik da bi nešto proučavao, on mora kontrolirati to svoje područje znanja.
Imagine I want to find out at exactly which temperature water begins to boil.
Recimo da na primjer želim naći istražiti na kojoj temperaturi točno voda počinje vriti ključati.
This will be impossible if I can't bring the water to the boiling point.
To će biti nemoguće ako ne mogu dovesti vodu do temperature vrenja.
Meat I always comes with cold water. Puts cold water and I can't measure this.
Na primjer da recimo da mita uvijek dođe sa nešto hladne vode i uvijek nalije. Na primjer da recimo da nikad uvijek dođe sa nešto hladne vode uvijek nadolije i na taj način ja nikad neću moći izmjeriti.
I can only study something if I can bring it under into circumstances like the nerves of a frog. I have to cut the poor frog open. He must be under my control.
Ja mogu proučavati nešto samo ako je pod mojom kontrolom, kao na primjer želim proučavati živčani sistem žabe, onda moram raščerečiti jednu žabu.
So God cannot be brought under control by the mundane scientist.
Međutim, Bog se ne može staviti pod kontrolu svjetovnih znanstvenika.
And therefore he can't study him.
Stoga ga oni ne mogu proučavati.
Because Krishna says, Naham prakasham sarvasya. I'm not manifested to the fools.
Jer Krishna kaže, Naham prakasham sarvasya. Kaže, ja se ne manifestiram budalama.
He does not go into the, does not agree to be bound in chains in the laboratorium.
On se on ne pristaje da bude vezan u okove u nekakvom laboratoriju.
Because he is a being who exists in a higher dimension.
Jer on je biće koje postoji u višoj dimenziji.
So to approach him, we have to become his slugi, sluga.
Da bismo mu prišli, mi moramo postati njegovi sluge.
Sluge. Then we can increase also our attachment.
Onda možemo povećati svoju vezanost.
Because our relationship starts.
Jer naš odnos sada počinje.
Then inquiring about the Supreme Personality of God at second.
Drugo, trebamo se raspitivati o vrhovnoj božanskoj osobi.
We should be very interested in this transcendental subject matter.
Trebamo biti jako zainteresirani za ovu transcendentalnu temu.
And understand it from all visions of anger.
I trebamo je shvatiti iz svih kutova.
We should not be passive, but we should be active listeners.
Ne trebamo biti pasivni, već trebamo biti aktivni slušatelji.
Srila Prabhupada very much wanted this from his disciples.
Prabhupada to jako htio od svojih učenika.
He would sometimes, one time I remember he was on a morning walk with his disciples, and in this morning walk he saw different things, so he said, oh, this nice house would make a very good temple for Krishna.
Jednom prilikom on je bio sa svojim učenicima u šetnji, u jutarnjoj šetnji, čatvu, i tako razgovarao bi sa svojim učenicima i onda jednom primijetio bi tako jednu zgradu i rekao bi, a ovo bi bio jako lijepi hram.
Then he saw a park, walked through a park. Oh, this park could be very nicely used in Krishna service by making a festival here.
Ili in bi vidio park i onda bi rekao, o, ovaj park bi se jako lijepo mogao iskoristiti u Krishna službi, tako što bi mogli napraviti festival u njemu.
And all the time the devotee said, da.
I uvijek bi Bhakti rekli da.
Then all of a sudden Prabhupada said, here's a nice dog, this could be also used in Krishna service.
I onda jednom Šila Prabhupada rekao, ovdje je lijepi pas, onda se isto mogu iskoristiti u službi Krishna.
I boli se Bhakti rečao, da.
Na to bi Bhakti rekli da.
Prabhupada said, no! Then will you ever begin to think?
I onda Šila Prabhupada rekao, ne, kad ćete jednom početi stvarno razmišljati?
How can we engage his dog in Krishna service?
Kako mi možemo razmišljati psa u Krishna
service? So he wanted his devotees to become a little active up here.
I sad on je htio da njegovi učenici pak se postanu malo aktivni u svojoj glavi.
Not gloopy.
A ne gloopy.
Yes. inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dakle, treba se raspitivati o vrhovnoj božanskoj osobi.
When you read, don't devour lines.
Kad čitate, nemojte jednostavno samo gutati redove.
But ask yourself, how does this apply to my life?
Već pitajte sami sebe, kako se to može primijeniti na moj život?
Do I actually, maybe, have I heard something somewhere else in a book which is supporting this point?
Da li sam negdje drugdje pročitao nekoj knjizi nešto što podržava tu poantu?
And how can I incorporate this point in my life?
I kako ja mogu uklopiti tu poantu u svom životu?
That's the third point, actually. Applying Bhakti Yoga in life.
To je zapravo treća točka. Primjena Bhakti Yoga u životu.
You can make very easily advancement in Krishna service if you take those instructions which somehow appeal to you and put them in your direct life.
Vi možete vrlo lijepo napredovati u svjesnosti Krišna ako prihvatite te instrukcije koje se odnose na vas i primijenite ih direktno u svom životu.
For instance, you hear that it is nice to chant Brahma Sanghita. Do it!
Naprimjer, čujete da je vrlo lijepo mantrati Brahma Samhitu. Onda učinite to.
You hear you should not be attentive to the mentalni nivou. Do it!
Ili čujete da ne trebate biti pažljivi, slušati svoj mentalni nivo, onda učinite to.
So the fourth process is worshipping the Yogeshvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I četvrti proces je obožavanje Yogeshvare, vrhovne božanske osobe.
Now Prabhupada explains this as very in a very interesting way which I want to read to you directly.
Šila Prabhupad ovo opisuje na vrlo zanimljiv način što vam želim neposredno pročitati.
In this verse it is recommended Yogeshvara Upasanaya that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi or the devotee.
U ovom stihu se preporučuje Yogeshvara Upasanaya da se služe lotosova stopala najvišeg yogija ili bhakte.
Yeah, to serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the supreme personality of Godhead.
Služiti najvišeg yogija znači slušati od njega o slavama svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
And to hear the glories of the supreme personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life.
Slušati o slavama svevišnje božanske ličnosti sa usana čistog bhakte znači steći pobožan život.
So to worship Krishna means actually to come in contact with a pure devotee.
I, dakle, obožavati Krišnu znači doći u kontakt sa čistim baktom
and hear from him
i slušati od njega
and apply this
i primijeniti se.
I want to give you a very nice and simple example.
Želim vrlo lijep i jednostavan primjer.
Once there was a great saint called Bharata.
Jedan bio veliki mudrac po imenu Bharata.
He was on a pilgrimage.
On je bio na hodočašću.
So he felt a little tired and laid and went to take a rest under two trees.
I on se osjećao pomalo umoran i otišao je da legne ispod dva drveta.
He put his head on the root of one tree.
On je stavio svoju glavu na korijen jednog drveta.
And the legs so that it was a little higher. On the root of the second tree.
I noge tako da budu na malo povišenom na korijen drugog drveta.
After resting for a few hours, he went on to Varanasi where he lived.
Nakon što se odmorio nekoliko sati, on je nastavio dalje do Varanasija gdje je živio.
And the two trees immediately crippled.
A dva drveta su se odmah savinula, skrčila.
They died.
Ja, oni su umrla.
And they took birth as two very pious ladies of a Brahman of a Brahmana in Varanasi.
Ta dva drveta su odmah umrla i ponovo su se rodila kao vrlo pobožne žene jednog Brahmane u Varanasi.
So when they had grown up they went to Bharata and thanked him.
I kada su odrasle, oni su otišle do Bharate i zahvalile mu se.
You have saved us.
Ti si nas spasio.
By sleeping on us.
Spavajući na nama.
Why is that? I'm actually a celibate, you know. Why? What?
Bharate nam je rekao, kako to mislite, pa ja živim u celibatu, o čemu govorite?
Well, it was like this. The two girls said, once we were to themselves of the heavenly planet to Apsara.
To je zapravo bilo ovako, rekli su ove dvije djevojke. Jednom mi smo bile dvije Apsare iz svevišnjih planeta.
Then Indra saw that a yogi achieved great powers on the earthly planet, he sent us to seduce this yogi.
Kada je Indra vidio jednog yogija kako je postao prilično uspješan u svojom praktiziranju joge, on se poslao da zavedemo tog yogija.
So we went down to the earthly planet and we danced before him as to break his concentration.
I mi smo se išli na planetu Zemlju i počeli smo plesati pred njim da bismo prekinuli njegovu meditaciju.
When the wind took away my cloth, the yogi saw me.
Kada je vjetar odneo moju odjeću, yogi me vidio.
Said the one,
rekla je jedna mala djevojka.
He became so angry.
On je postao toliko ljut.
He looked at me and he said, for this you and your sister will go he was a bhakti yogi. But this, you and your sister will take birth as trees.
Oni bio bhakti yogi, on je rekao zbog ovoga ti i tvoja sestra će da se roditi kao drveće.
Oh, I said, I was acting under Indra's order. I'm just a girl, you know, I have not thought deeply about this other. Save me.
Ona mi je rekla, ja sam samo djelovala po naređenju Indre. Molim te, spasi me. Ja nisam duboko razmišljala o svemu tome. Ja sam samo jednostavna djevojka.
I was not very saintly, therefore I didn't think that this would be an offense.
Ja nisam baš bila jako sveta. Istala nisam mislila da će to biti uvreda.
Moshe said the yogi, but the curse cannot be taken away.
Rekao yogi, međutim ta to prokletstvo se ne može samo tako poništiti.
Only when the great saint Bharata, who every day reads in the Bhagavad Gita, comes and touches you, you will be delivered from this curse.
Tek kada veliki svetac Bharata, koji svaki dan čita Bhagavad Gita, dođe i dodirne vas, bit ćete oslobođene tog prokletstva.
Devotees have this shakti.
Bhakte imaju tu moć, shakti.
It's called kripa shakti.
To se zove kripa shakti.
There is a milost, kripa. So, therefore worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the last. It's actually six processes. Hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dakle, tu je šest procesa. Tu je zadnji. Imamo pjevanje, slušanje i pjevanje o slavama svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
This is how you can make advancement.
Na taj način možemo napraviti napredak.
Now, when you begin your devotional service, as we all know, it is we are not yet completely strong in our Krishna consciousness.
Kada se počinjemo sa našom slušnom predom poštovanja, kao što svi znamo, mi nismo baš jako čvrsti u svojoj svjesnosti.
We are a little weak in the beginning when it comes to applying everything which we have heard.
Mi smo malo slabi na početku kad dođe do primjene svega što smo čuli u životu.
That means our endeavor and perseverance can easily be thwarted.
Što znači da naš napor i naša ustrajnost mogu lako biti ništeni.
Therefore, it is important for us to be always in the association with Vaishnavas.
Stoga je važno za nas da uvijek budemo u društvu Vaishnava.
Because in the association of Vaishnavas, it is very easy to always hear about Krishna. Also think of Krishna in some ways or another.
Jer u društvu Vaishnava je uvijek lako zapravo misliti o Krishni i slušati o Krishni na ovaj ili onaj način.
And only if you are in a spiritual atmosphere like this, where you are reminded of Krishna, then you can be safe from the unwanted and bad desires which are still lurking within your heart.
I samo ako smo na taj način u društvu Krišne, onda možemo biti oslobođeni od tih naših nepoželjnih želja.
In such association there should be, you should learn the following five things.
U takvom društvu mi trebamo naučiti sljedećih pet stvari.
Devotion.
Devociju.
Faith to Krishna.
Vjeru u Krishna.
Respect to the teachings of Sri Krishna.
Poštovanje prema učenju Sri Krishna.
Honesty.
Poštenje.
And also affection to Krishna.
I također vezanost, odnosno ljubav prema Krishna.
Then you will be also, you will experience how in this association where you serve Krishna,
your five enemies in devotional service go.
И он значит так осетите да в таком društvu где растет ваша любовь как пять неприятеля от нас.
These are five faults which every devotee must be aware of.
То есть пять недостатков каких всякий бхакта может быть известен.
One is drowsiness.
Jedna je postanost.
At this particular moment, no one is sleeping. But sometimes, when we practice chanting or reading, we become like yesterday when we walked out of the building. You remember this, our friend behind the glass, who was before the plastic cup.
U ovom trenutku neko sam spava, ali ponekad kad mantramo ili kad čitamo, onda imamo tu sklonost. Kao jučer kad smo izlazili sa našeg koncerta, onda tamo bio onaj domar, onaj portir koji je spavao iza gomilu plastičnih čaša.
He was not very fired up, this man.
On nije bio baš jako zagrijan.
Drowsiness, huh? Then... Vikshepa, that means mundane association.
I zatim vikshepa znači svjetovno druženje.
Our old friends.
Naši stari prijatelji.
This is, we are a little, maybe in the beginning still attached to this, huh?
Možda smo na početku još uvijek malo vezani za to.
Majka i papa.
Majka i otac.
Then, apratipati.
Zatim apratipati.
There's another fault. Disinclination for bhajan.
To je još jedan nedostatak, a to je nenaklonost prema bhajanu.
There are some new devotees, whenever there is kirtan or bhajan, they run away.
Postoje mladi bhakte, koji čim je tu kirtan ili bhajan, oni jednostavno pobjegnu.
It is worse than hell for them to sit in the temple room.
To je gore od njih, za njih od pakla sjediti u hramskoj prostori i u kirtanu.
They always find something else to do during this time.
Oni uvijek nađu nešto drugo što moraju raditi za to vrijeme.
Where were you doing the kirtan?
Gdje si bio tokom kirtana?
Oh, I did devotional service.
Oh, praktisirao sam službu prema.
I have some service to do, Prabhu.
Imao sam neku službu koju sam morao napraviti.
Oh, kasaj. This is a mistake. You know, these subtle things which are in the heart, instinctive anger is one.
Kasaj, to je, to su srce, to su stvari koje u srcu postoje, kao, na primjer, instinktivna ljutnja.
Or greed.
Ili pohlepa.
Or pride.
Ili ponos.
These are also mistakes.
To su isto nedostaci.
And then the fifth is rasasvad. It means the fifth word. You think of sense enjoyment while engaged in bhajan.
I zatim peto je rasasvod. To je da mislite na čulno uživanje dok ste angažirani u bhajan.
In the beginning this is very much the case.
U početku to je jako prisutno.
When a friend of Krishna or a new bhakta begins to chant Hare Krishna, there's a cinema of the material world.
Kad prijatelj bhakta, aspirant, u početku mantra, onda je kinematograf materijalnog svijeta igra svoje filmove pred njegovim očima.
I remember when I started chanting, I thought about this is far out, you know. I asked the devotees what's going on in me.
Ja se sjećam kad sam ja počeo mantra, nisam mogao vjerovati. Ja sam mislio šta je ovo, pitao sam zapravo bhakte šta se to zbiva.
I saw pictures of sense enjoyment which were definitely not from this life. It must have been from another life.
Vidio sam slike čulnog uživanja koje definitivno nisu iz ovog života, mora da su bile iz nekog prethodnog života.
I'm a very fallen soul, so yes. But anyways, let's go on. So these five faults, we will overcome them by devotional, by performing our sluchba in this company of devotees.
Zapravo
excuse me, we can overcome these five faults if we perform our stuchpa in the association with devotees.
Mi možemo dići ovih pet nedostataka ako prakticiramo službu u društvu bhakta.
Now I will give you four. No. Anyway, actually, I can't control my senses. I will give you the six other things which you will overcome in this association.
Ne mogu kontrolirati svoja čula, iako je sve kasno. Moram vam reći još šest drugih stvari koje ćete nadići ako budete to prakticirali.
A new devotee has six symptoms of unsteadiness.
Mladi bhakta ima šest simptoma nepostojanosti.
And when he sees them, he shouldn't be shocked. It is completely natural.
I kada ih on vidi, on ne treba biti šokiran. One su potpuno prirodni.
He should understand he is making advancement.
On treba shvatiti da on napreduje.
Because these six symptoms now he is walking through this valley of the six symptoms.
Jer on sada prolazi kroz tu dolinu tih šest simptoma.
To come back to the eternal spiritual world, we all have to walk through this valley.
I da bismo se vratili nazad u duhovni svijet, mi svi moramo proći kroz tu dolinu.
So don't become shocked when you see the crippled trees staring at you with naked eyes.
Isto da, nemojte biti šokirani kad vidite to zgrčeno drveće, iskrivljeno drveće kako bulji u vas otvorenih očiju.
Be a man or woman and of character and go through this.
Budite karakterni muškarac, odnosno žena i prođite kroz to.
First is utsahamayi.
Prvo je utsahamayi.
You become very enthusiastic one day.
Vi postavite vrlo entuzijastični jedan dan.
I have it! Krishna, consciousness is the key to my life.
Imam ga, to je svjesni Krishna, ključ mog života.
All problems are solved.
Svi problemi su riješeni.
The problems are only on the mental level.
Problemi su samo na mentalnom nivou.
Nothing for me.
To nije ništa za me.
Next day. So many doubts.
Sljedeći dan, toliko mnogo sumnji.
Is Krishna really God? Is it true that I'm eternal?
Jel to istina da sam ja vječan?
Maybe I'm just matter.
Možda sam ja samo materija.
Like the scientists say.
Kao što znanstvenici kažu.
They are intelligent.
Excuse me.
They are also intelligent.
Oni su isto inteligentni.
Then, Gana Tarala.
Zatim, Gana Tarala.
That means, from today on, my life will be different.
To znači od danas nadalje moj život će biti drugačiji.
Now the Serbians might soon come.
Sada mogu i Srbi doći.
I will become a good devotee.
Ja ću postati dobar bhakta.
No problem.
Nema problema.
But it is only a very sporadic endeavor.
Ali to je samo vrlo kratak napor.
Yes. You just say the brother is going to hell, now I will do something. But it is only doing, it's only very sporadic. You can't maintain it.
Vi možete reći neka svijet ide do vraga, ja ću sada stvarno se potruditi, ali to je samo kratkog trajanja.
The third is Vyohar Vikalpa. It means you oscillate.
Zatim je tu Vyohar Vikalpa, to znači da oscilirate.
Between material and spiritual life.
Između materijalnog i duhovnog života.
This is especially there for a friend of Krishna.
To je posebno prisutno kod prijatelja Krishne.
One day he is still liking to smoke a little on the side.
Jedan dan on ne želi malo još popušiti sa strane.
And also he might go to the cinema.
I isto može ići u kino.
See a very heavy movie.
Može vidjeti vrlo neki teški film.
After all, we have democracy now.
Na kraju krajeva imamo demokraciju sada.
Before that we couldn't see the film.
Prije toga nismo vidjeli, ne mogli vidjeti takve filmove.
Let's be modern.
Не будемо модерні.
Let us not be run like this around the world.
Бути ограничені на нашому начині.
Might tell you so many things.
І не може речі так багато стати.
Now, Vyurna Vikalpa also exists in... and then the other day, he's reading, chanting, doing slujba, and so on.
He's at другий день он чита мантра ради службу і там
ещё. That's going back and forth.
In the afternoon.
This can also go on in the womb of a already initiated devotee.
То се може збивати і у ум вече ініційованого бхакти.
One time he's in Krishna consciousness.
Я думаю, у свідомості Кришни.
But then he thinks of Maya.
Але за тим мислі о Майі.
And gets completely into this in the thought.
Ні, просто не подкрузок плентиме, то що мислі на.
Then Vishoy Sangara.
Затим Vishoy Sangara.
It's another symptom. It means to fight with Maya.
Це є ще один симптом, а то значить боротися з Майя.
Who is stronger?
Хто є ячий?
Me?
Yeah.
Of sense qualification.
In which one would you make?
Of course, me.
Naravno, ja.
Like this, fighting with Maya.
На той начин, борба с Майя метод.
So, Niyamakshama.
Не, Петра, Niyamakshama.
No determination.
Нема одлучності.
And the sixth is Tarangarangini.
Tarangarangini.
Water your attachments.
Не заливайте ваші безаності.
Now this is too much.
Це превише.
I can't always be like a controller man with ropes around his hands.
Я не можу увек бути як чоловік з конопцями около своїх рук.
I have these desires.
Я маю те желі.
Let me live it out.
Хайде да їх проживим.
Then I will be clever in the end.
Але ще бути пам'ятним на краю.
I will know more.
Я ще знати тише.
And bhakti will come natural.
А bhakti ще дочі природно.
Now I don't want to be a false yogi.
Сяло не желим бути лажний йогі.
Let me be honest.
Хайде да будем поштен.
Я сам Нитков.
Я сам Нитков.
And live it out.
І хайде да то проживи.
After all, in psychology we learn if you suppress a desire, you become a neurotic animal.
На край краєва у психології учимо, да ако потиснемо своє желі, ми поставимо невротичне животиня.
But see, it is not so simple.
То не баш тако єдно.
When you water your material seeds, you become more entangled in the material world.
Когда ви заливаєте своє матеріальне сіменке, онда постійно заплетає у матеріальному житті.
And you can't get out any
longer.
It is not that you gain an experience, and as an experienced free man, you overcome Maya.
То ми да на тен начин стекнете искусство, на као искусен слободен човек постаете ослобожени од Мае.
But you become bound the tongue.
Не, веќе постаете безани јазиком.
On the genital.
Гениталијима.
On the ear.
Ушима.
On the sense of touch. Was already the eyes.
Затем очима.
Everything.
Свиме.
I think that would be a nice subject for our drajan.
Я мислю, що це була лепа тема за наших дражана.
To show the conditioned soul.
Да покаже, як прикаже везену душу, витомну душу.
How it is bound everywhere.
Як постає везена на своїм чулима.
This was a description of the beginning stages of Bhakti Yoga.
Тобто були описи початних ступнів Bhakti Yoga.
They all can be overcome.
Вони все сім можуть надійти.
By following the processes which we have enumerated of increasing attachment to Krishna.
Слідженням процеса, кое смо наброяли, повищаванням безаності за Кришну.
By the strength of Sri Krishna, of these powerful
Нагом Шри Кришне процесом можемо постати ослободжені од тих конопаца.
and become very free in your Krishna consciousness. So Hare Krishna, taking a lot of your time, but somehow you introduced me to talk about all these things in detail, so I hope that you have gleaned some inspiration from this and will engage your life more and more in Krishna consciousness.
Hvala vam mnogo, uzeo sam mnogo vremena, ali nadam se, na neki način ste me inspirirali da govorim o svemu ovome detaljno i nadam se da ćete naći neku inspiraciju u ovome za vaš život.
This a time of material unrest, we can use this for our progress.
Ovo vrijeme materijalnih nemira možemo iskoristiti za naš duhovni napredak.
By understanding how Maya is working, we can develop the determination to become free of Maya.
Shvaćajući kako Maya djeluje, možemo razviti odlučnost da postanemo oslobođeni Maje.
So let us use this time even. Let us be winners also in this time by getting transcendental treasures.
And budemo pobjednici i u ovom trenutku. Dajući transcendentalna obilja, bogatstva.
So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions to all this?
Da li imate kakva pitanja u vezi sa ovim?
Yes, Deva.
Da li je neophodno razviti privrženost našom Krishna? Ili je moguće da li se stvara koja je radio privrženost u službi faktora na
He's asking whether it is just important to develop our attachment to Krishna, or it is also the same if we develop our attachment for service, devotees, and things like that.
Very interesting question, Deva. What's the standard answer is, if you develop your attachment to your service, everything is okay.
Standardni odgovor je, ako razviješ vezanost sa svoju službu, sve će biti u redu.
I think we have heard this many times.
Mislim da smo to čuli mnogo puta.
Service is most important.
Služba je najvažnija.
Think about your služba.
Mislim na svoju službu.
But it is described that less advanced devotees, they will just talk about the service.
Ali objašnjeno da će manje napredni bhakte on samo govoriti o službi.
Where to buy the best computer?
Gdje kupiti najbolji kompjuter?
What is the best amplification?
Koji je najbolji razglas?
Which cars can drive the fastest and are the cheapest for our služba?
Koji automobili mogu juriti najbrže i koji su najjeftiniji za našu službu?
How to insure the cars?
Kako da osiguramo automobil?
Where to get the best potatoes at the cheapest price?
Gdje da nađemo najbolje krumpire po najjeftinijoj cijeni?
And how to actually make the best impression during preaching programs?
I kako da ostavimo najbolji dojam prilikom naših programa?
How to organize everything to maximum effectiveness.
Kako da organiziramo sve stvari tako da budu najefektivnije, najdjelotvornije.
See, the danger in this is that we think about the things.
Opasnost je međutim o tome da počnemo, da mi mislimo o stvarima.
So parallel to this, we must take care that our attachment to hearing about Krishna is developed.
Paralelno uz to, mi moramo voditi računa o tome da se naša vezanost za slušanje o Krišni razvije.
It's not black and white.
To nije crno i bijelo.
We certainly, one symptom of attachment to Krishna is that we want to do our service good.
Jedan od simptoma naše vezanosti za Krišnu je da mi želimo našu službu lijepo napraviti za njega.
When you love somebody, you certainly, or when if you are attached to somebody, you certainly want to make it very nice for him.
Ako volite nekoga, odnosno ako ste vezani za njega, onda ćete svakako željeti napraviti nešto lijepo za njega.
But let us have Krishna in the center of our attention.
Ali stavimo Krishnu u centar naše pažnje.
And do our service.
I činimo svoj
zavis. If we only think about our service, we might not really
experience how we get free from bad qualifications.
Ako mi mislimo samo na našu službu, možda nećemo doživjeti kako se oslobađamo od naših loših osobina, nedostataka.
We might become attached to the results.
Možemo postati vezani za rezultate.
Or do our service so that we are number one on the Sankirtan list.
Ili ćemo raditi po našem službu da bismo bili prvi ili drugi ili treći na Sankirtan listi.
In other words, we might not do it for Krishna.
Možda to nećemo činiti za Krishnu.
Therefore, increasing your personal attachment to Krishna is important.
Stoga razvijanje naše osobne vezanosti za Krishnu je vrlo važno.
Yes, is this? Yeah. Did I answer your question?
Yes, I was the one
answered about our attachment for devotees.
Oh yes, we cannot develop attachment to Krishna if we do not develop attachment to devotees.
Mi ne možemo razviti vezanost za Krishnu ako ne razvijemo vezanost za njegove bhakte.
Who will help us to develop our attachment to Krishna except the devotees?
Ko će nam pomoći da razvijemo vezanost za Krishnu drugi nego bhakte?
They have the attachment to Krishna.
Oni imaju vezanost za Krishna.
See, it is not abstract. We are personalists.
To nije abstraktno, mi smo personalisti.
This is in the material world it is clever, one is clever if one is an impersonalist, because so much pain can come from personal relationships.
U materijalnom svijetu osoba je pametna ako je impersonalist, jer toliko boli dolazi od međuljudskih osobnih odnosa.
People are so much suffering because of these wrongly placed you know, personal relationships.
Ljudi toliko ispaštaju zbog tih krivo usmjerenih osobnih odnosa.
So many broken
toliko mnogo slomljenih srca.
So many broken srca and so many bad feelings towards other.
Toliko mnogo loših osjećaja prema drugima.
So therefore, out of self-protection, that clever people tend to become, or certain people, not I shouldn't say clever people, certain people tend to, you know, withdraw in their own mental world.
Toliko mnogo problema to ima i stoga neki ljudi teže za tim da se povuku u sebe.
But in the association of devotees we should open up.
Međutim, u društvu bhakta mi se trebamo otvoriti.
Because Krishna, he says, he is not my devotee who says he is my devotee.
Jer Krishna kaže, on nije moj bhakta koji kaže da je moj bhakta.
He who is the devotee of my devotee. He is my devotee.
Onaj koji je bhakta moga bhakte, on je moj bhakta.
Go this way.
Ide na taj način.
So the best way to develop one's attachment to devotees is to serve them.
I najbolji način da razvijemo vezanost, našu vezanost sa bhakte je da ih služimo.
And to also see what is the essence of this devotee?
I da također gledamo koja je suština tog bhakte.
Hare Krishna devotees are very temperamental people.
Hare Krishna bhakte su vrlo temperamentni ljudi.
They are very open somehow.
Oni su vrlo otvoreni na neki način.
They are very natural.
Oni su vrlo prirodni.
They don't play a very saintly role.
Oni ne igraju neke svetačke uloge.
Sometimes it's very difficult to see how they are svetac.
Ponekad je vrlo teško vidjeti na koji način su oni sveci.
Sveci, yes. Because they don't make, you know, they are just very natural in their slučpa. Where's my slučpa? And you know.
Jer su oni vrlo prirodni u svojoj službi. Jednostavno misle, gdje je moja služba i tamo slično.
So when we are associating with them, we must be careful to not make an offense.
I kada se družimo sa njima, moramo biti pažljivi da ne napravimo neku uvredu.
You must see, here's someone who has given up everything.
Moramo vidjeti, on je osoba koja je ostavila sve.
Just to sleep with 10,000 people in the brahmachari room in Brihada.
Samo zato da bi spavao sa 10,000 ljudi u brahmachari sobi u pregradi.
This is I always, my love and affection always grows when I look into the brahmachari room of Brihada. They're so full. And then they're sleeping under the computers, you know, of Veda magazine.
moja ljubav i vezanost uvijek poraste kad vidim Brahmačari sobu u pregradi, kako je prepuna bhakti stava i posuda, čak i ispod kompjutera za rađenje Veda magazina.
They are very attracted to the people.
I'm a transcendental.
Even my mother could see this when she visited once when I was just a young bhakta at the temple. She visited the temple.
Čak i moja majka to mogla vidjeti jednom prilikom kad sam došao, ona je došla u hram, posjetila me dok sam bio u hram.
She wanted to speak with me and see how I'm doing. So she passed the kitchen and she saw me washing the pots in the kitchen.
Ona je htjela vidjeti me i porazgovarati sa mnom i prošla je pored kuhinje, vidjela me kako perem lonce u kuhinji.
And she couldn't believe it.
Ja mi nije mogla vjerovati.
She looked three times.
Gledala tri puta.
You? yes, I'm coming. 15 more minutes and I'm finished with the pot.
Yeah.
There, yes, do.
Da, dolazim odmah, još samo 15 minuta da završim sa lancima. Da, samo nastaviti.
And then she went to the temple president.
I onda je otišla kod predsjednika hrama.
And she said, congratulations.
Čestitam vam.
She was convinced that Krishna consciousness works.
Ona je bila uvjerena da svjesnost Krishna funkcionira.
So, what was it? Yes, attachment to the devotee is important.
Da, vezanost za bhakti je vrlo važna.
You said that because the soul cannot be never satisfied on the material platform due to induced consciousness.
Yeah.
I'd like if you could explain me, what is the freedom on transcendental platform?
Because there we are also servants.
Rečeno da ne možemo nikad biti slobodni, da se nikad ne može biti radovan na materijalnom planu, zato što ga ne svijesti traducirano. Se mi zanima na koji način se gleda ta sloboda na transitnom nivou. Prosim,
na dobrom nivou slobodni.
On the transcendental platform, the soul is in his natural position.
Na transcendentalnom nivou duša je u svom prirodnom položaju.
In his original identity.
U svom izvornom identitetu.
In the material platform, he is under he is at, under the control of the material laws of nature.
Na materijalnom nivou ona je pod kontrolom materijalnih zakona prirode.
Now, when we think from the material platform about our about a service relationship to God, we will immediately compare it to a service relationship in the material world, which means unfreedom.
Kada mi na materijalnom nivou razmišljamo o odnosu služenja prema Bogu, mi ćemo odmah misliti o neslobodi, jer ćemo usporediti to sa materijalnim služenjem.
However, this free platform of service to Krishna is different than the service in the material world.
Međutim, taj nivo služenja Krishna je različit od služenja u materijalnom svijetu.
In the spiritual world, it means you're protected by Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu mi smo zaštićeni od strane Krishna.
In the material world, it means exploitation of.
A u materijalnom svijetu to je eksploatacija usluge.
In relating to Krishna in a service relationship, you are never exploited.
U našem odnosu sa Krishnom, kad služimo Krishnu, mi nismo nikada eksploatirani.
It is described that Krishna actually becomes the servant of his devotee.
Zapravo opisano je da Krishna postane sluga svojih bhakta.
By service.
Ne.
If the devotee serves Krishna.
Kada bhakta služi Krishnu.
Like Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna.
Kao što je Krishna postao vozač kočije Arjune.
Or Krishna takes his servants in the spiritual world on their shoulder.
Ili Krishna nosi svoje sluge u duhovnom svijetu na svojim ramenima.
See, service means love.
Служба значит любовь.
And if there is real love, that's not a one dead end street.
И ако постои стварна љубав, то не е една слепа улица.
Yes, one way street actually.
Или една смерна улица.
It goes to both ways. Krishna loves his devotee.
Во оба смера. Кришна воли своја бхакта.
And he takes care of his devotee.
И он брине о својим бхактама.
Just like in a mundane relationship, I think we all know when you love, when there's real love, you are free to do anything.
Kao u svjetovnim odnosima, sami znate, ako postoji stvarna ljubav, ste slobodni učiniti sve.
See, if a friend, if the criminal comes before the high court judge, he is very respectful.
Ako, na primjer, kriminalac dođe pred visokog sudca, onda će biti pun straha i poštovanja.
But if a friend comes, he hates.
Ali ako prijatelj dođe, on će ga pljesnut po leđima.
Toshi!
Tosho, reći će.
Toshi.
Toshi. A Tosi.
Toshi, yes. Toshi, you please come with me. We will swim in the lake of Subhashicha.
Kad dođi, molim te, sa mnom plivat ćemo u jezeru Palić, kraj Subotice.
And then the friend says the high court and puts him under water.
I onda prijatelj povuče svog prijatelja visokog sudca i potopi ga pod vodu.
Now if the criminal would say, Tosi!
Kad bi kriminalac rekao tako, Tosi!
That would mean 10 years more.
So, još 10 godina.
So, in this relationship of the Krishna, the soul experiences freedom.
I u odnosu sa Krishnom duša doživljava slobodu.
There's no control of the material environment.
Nema kontrole materijalnih okolnosti.
And there's not this false ego which binds the soul.
I ne postoji taj lažni ja koji vezuje dušu.
We should not think that our service means, you know, a bone through the nose and then work all day and all night.
Mi ne trebamo misliti da služba znači da imamo kost provučenu kroz nos i onda moramo raditi cijeli dan i cijelu noć.
This was an anthropocentric question.
To je bilo antropocentrično pitanje.
So, I think we have come to a natural end.
Mislim da smo došli do prirodnog kraja.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam mnogo.
And please all come this evening to the same place.
I molim vas dođite svi večeras na isto mjesto.
We felt Navadvip and myself the Zagreb people need more enthusiasm.
Mi smo osjetili da zagrebačkim ljudima treba više entuzijazma.
So the devotees must be in the audience and
svaki mora biti u publici i oživjeti malo.
Well, enthusiastic vibration is for us.
Tako da to će nastupiti entuzijastičnije vibracije.
And please don't always run out into the program like yesterday.
Nemojte trčkarati stalno unutra i van kao jučer za vreme programa.
The atmosphere becomes so distracted.
Atmosfera postane jako uznemirena.
Good, so Hare Krishna, Jai! 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 Jai!